Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 268, the final Big Scary News before Halloween. And we're kicking things off with this news from the haunted forest at Panic Point in Youngsville, North Carolina. On November 3rd, get the babysitter and leave the kids at home. Our 18 and older night is one of our most popular nights. And by popular demand, we've moved it to a Friday night. So here's your chance to get scared without all those pesky kids around. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/panicpointnc. We have this from Fear at the Farm in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. On Saturday, November 4th, come join us for our blackout event. One night only. You must be over age 18 and ID will be required at the ticket booth. The lights will be turned off and it will be up to you to navigate through the fear. Note, there will be no hayride running that night. Email us for more information, fearatthefarm@gmail.com, or visit their Facebook page. Maryville Convention News with an update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Atlanta. Jesse Ventura ain't got time to bleed at Mad Monster Party Atlanta. Wrestling legend and former governor Jesse Ventura from Predator, The Running Man, and others joins the madness in Atlanta November 17th through the 19th. Don't miss your chance to meet him. He'll even be doing a dual photo op with his Predator co-star, Carl Weathers. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more, visit madmonster.com. We have this news on a paranormal investigation coming to Monroe, Ohio. Join Monroe, Ohio Historical Society and ParaVisions Paranormal Society on November 11th for a thrilling evening of supernatural exploration at the Monroe Historical Society. Grab your ghost hunting gear and get ready to uncover the secrets lurking within the walls of 10 East Elm Street. This in-person event is your chance to experience the evil history of Monroe like never before. Ages 10 years and older, please. Get more information and tickets at facebook.com/Monroe, Ohio Historical Society. We have this from the Hotel Haunts Bedlam and Blackout event coming to Ahoskie, North Carolina. Buried beneath the foundation of the hotel, there lies a secret. A makeshift mental hospital where the affluent hid their mentally ill and Dr. Jeremiah Hazard and his staff performed unspeakable experiments on their patients. Can you survive your treatment at the mental asylum? Are you brave enough to do it with no lights? On November 3rd and 4th, experience the horrors of Bedlam with the lights off. Using nothing but a small light to guide your way, this experience will be more intense. For tickets and more information, visit thehotelhaunt.com. We have this good news from the Hysterium Haunted Asylum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hysterium Haunted Asylum announces that 2023 will not be their final season, as previously reported. The situation has changed for us, and we can assure our fans that 2024 is 100% a go. Hysterium will be haunting better than ever, and you can keep up with updates at Hysterium.com.
We have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Felissa Rose to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 17th through the 19th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare in Rosemont. A Days of the Dead fan favorite, Felissa Rose is best known for her role as Angela Baker in the cult classic Sleepaway Camp. She's also appeared in such films as Horror, Satan's Playground, Return to Sleepaway Camp, and Silent Night, Zombie Night. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. We have a message from Haunters Against Hate. This comes to us via Paul Lanner. For those who didn't know, I was working on the Book of Haunters, Volume 10, Haunters and Pets, and had about 12 pages complete when the hard drive of my iMac completely failed and I lost everything. I had to walk away for a bit from anger, frustration, and being upset, but I'm now ready to return. If you've already submitted a pick, I will go through your emails to see if I can find you, or you can resubmit it if that's easier, along with your questions answered. For those who have not, I am now accepting submissions for the Book of Haunters, Volume 10, Haunters and Pets. Send in high resolution, I repeat, high resolution pick or picks of yourself in costume with your pet or your pet in costume to paul@hauntersagainsthate.com for consideration to be in the newest volume. If you're accepted, you'll receive an email along with a questionnaire about your pet and you, along with a photo release. This promises to be a very popular volume based on conversations I've had with haunters. Get more information at hauntersagainsthate.com. We have this news from the historic Jefferson Ghost Walk Tour coming to Jefferson, Texas. Come join us November 4th in Jefferson, Texas, and discover our historic haunts. For those who love mystery, history, and things that go bump in the night, we'll have special guests, presentations, vendors, tours, and a ghost hunt. Get more information at jeffersonghostwalk.com. We have a message from the Ohio Haunters Association's Facebook group. This comes via Maximus Christian Bryant. Hello, haunt owners and managers. The Ohio Haunters Association will be offering haunts the opportunity for you performers to receive recognition for their performances. Last year, we had 35 haunts nominate someone for the OHA Outstanding Performance Award. If you're interested in nominating someone, please shoot me a private message and I'll send you the details we need. Nominations are needed by November 5th. You can find out more and more about the Ohio Haunters Association at their Facebook group. We have this on a ghost walk coming to Apache Junction, Arizona. The Superstition Mountain Museum has scheduled a great after-hours event on Saturday, November 4th. Halloween isn't over until you've explored the spirit world here. With the help of our friends at Arizona Paranormal Investigation and Research Society, we will again offer two after-hours ghost tours and a three-hour paranormal investigation. These explorations into the paranormal are popular and fill up fast. Sign up by calling us at 480-983-4888, option 3, or email giftshop@superstitionmountainmuseum.org or visit Superstition Mountain Lost Dutchman Museum.org. We have an update from the Idaho Horror and Pop Con 2024 coming to Boise, Idaho. We're excited to announce our official host hotel for Idaho Horror and Pop Con 2024, the Candlewood Suites Boise Town Square. It's new for those staying at the Candlewood Suites Boise Town Square. We'll have a hotel attendee lounge open Thursday through Saturday. This room will have snacks and drinks available. Hours will be announced as we get closer to the event. The first 10 attendees who reserve a room, no deposit required, for at least Friday and Saturday nights of our event will receive two standard passes to our event. Simply forward the reservation to hhcevents.com LLC at gmail.com, and we will issue your passes. bookings can be made on our website. These rooms have either a single king bed or two queen beds, and all rooms include a full kitchen. Happening July 12th through the 14th, 2024, book now at horrorpopcon.com/hotel. We have a little news regarding a new live-action series based on the old Gargoyles animated series. This comes to us via iHorror.com. Gargoyles was an incredible cult animated series that ran from 1994 to 1997. The series followed a group of gargoyle statues who had been moved from Scotland to New York. Once they arrive, they take on the roles of protectors of the city. While the Gary Wiseman-created series wasn't as popular as Batman the Animated Series or some X-Men, it did have an audience. Best of all, the series was full of horror genre elements. That's why it's a perfect time for a live-action version of Gargoyles to come out. The synopsis for Gargoyles went like this. After spending 1,000 years in an enchanted, petrified state, the Gargoyles, who have been transported from medieval Scotland, are reawakened in modern-day New York City and take on roles as the city's secret nighttime protectors. Stay tuned for more. As soon as we find out more, you will find out more. And finally, we have this from the Nightmare Before Drag event coming to Tacoma, Washington. On Friday, November 17th, experience the thrills and chills of Tacoma's first annual Nightmare Before Drag. Dare to be delighted and terrified in equal measure. Join us, if you dare, for a spine-tingling night unlike any other. Tacoma is about to be engulfed in a wave of hair-raising excitement as we proudly present our first annual Nightmare Before Drag event. Prepare to be astonished and mesmerized as Tacoma's best and scariest drag performers take the stage in a hauntingly spectacular show that will leave you breathless. Featuring a stellar lineup of spine-chilling talent, this night promises to be an unforgettable and daringly unique experience. So summon your bravest friends, secure your tickets, and prepare to be transported into a world where fear meets divinity. The Nightmare Before Drag awaits. Get more information at facebook.com/horrorween. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, you won't hear the show again until after Halloween, so we here at the Big Scary News want to wish each and every one of our listeners a very happy Halloween. You know, it's only a few days away. We love this time of year. There's still a little bit of time to get out there and enjoy all the haunted attractions, the pumpkin patches, the corn mazes, you know, trick-or-treating's coming up next week. We love this time of year. And something else we really, really love is the fine sponsor of the gruesome giveaway that, if you have been listening to this show since episode one, You probably know who that is. That, of course, is Screamline Studios. And we came to the realization we hadn't talked to them in a very long time, so we thought, what better time at Halloween to talk to one of our great sponsors, Jason Blazak of Screamline Studios, who is roughly in the Cleveland, Ohio area. Jason, my friend, first of all, we want to say thank you so much for being a sponsor of the Big Scary Show since really before we even started.
That is true. How you doing, Drew? Hi, everybody.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we've talked to you. You know, we see your products, you know, when the winners of the Gruesome Giveaway send us photos, which is fantastic. And occasionally we see your products out at Transworld at the Midnight Syndicate booth or some other places. And everybody seems to love the weapons. Everybody seems to, you know, love everything you guys do. And, you know, it's fun to go out there and see a haunted house and watch an actor with one of your foam machetes or axes or hatchets or things like that causing mayhem and menacing people in the lines. You know, you've got great stuff there. But one thing I do not know, how did Screamline Studios get started? You guys have been in business a very long time.
Accidentally, really. I mean, it just kind of clicked. Well, it started as a kid, you know. Every little kid that tends to love Halloween and all these serial killers when they're like 6 years old somehow ends up in the field somewhere along the line, you know. But, I was the headset designer for a local haunted house, and I started gathering, you know, set designers to work with me. And we were doing that for a couple years, and ticket sales were going up, and everything was fine. But it wasn't enough. It was never enough. You know, that's why I was doing makeup for movies and, you know, set work for movies or whatever the case may be. It was just never enough. You know, more, more, more. So when I had these set designers that were on my team, it's like, you know what? Why don't we just start making props? And let's not focus in on just local stuff. Let's just try to hit the masses. And that's what we did. That's exactly what we did. And that was, I think, we formed Screamline that year that I had all these set designers, but we didn't release anything. And I believe when we actually started releasing, that was 2001. Is when we started releasing everything to the public. And it was just a slow, gradual progression to get to the point, you know, where Screamline is now. And we have great customers. I mean, they don't forget about us, you know. I mean, and we don't forget about them. Every single thing we do, it's with love. I mean, every weapon is hand-done, made sure it's perfect. And if it's not, you get your money back, or we'll exchange it for whatever you want. You know, that's just the way it always went.
Well, 22.
Always try to make people happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. 22 years of making props. I have a couple of your props that I have bought over the years. I have been using them for many, many years in my acting troupe, training groups, and just working at haunted attractions, you know. I have my favorite's the machete with the rope wrap around it. I don't know what it's officially called, but it's, I believe it's resin or fiberglass with the rope handle. It's fantastic. It's my absolute favorite weapon.
It's solid fiberglass. I mean, it's all fiberglass handcrafted, and then it has the wrap and all the details that go into it. But yeah, that's all fiberglass.
Okay.
You know, even like the regular weapons with the foam heads, you know, with the haunt background, we were always like, well, we cannot release anything that's solid foam because actors will just destroy it. They will just destroy it. So given the wooden handle, one, it feels a little bit more real. It looks a little bit more real. And some of the guys, you know, they bang the back of the weapon on the wall behind them to give, you know, for a startle effect or whatever. So it just depends what your needs are and what you're looking at. But, yeah, the weapons, man. I never thought it would be like that, ever.
Well, but, I'll tell you what. When the old podcast that most of us were associated with went under, disappeared, whatever happened, we won't get into that,
and the four of the original Ghosts got together and said, let's do a new podcast. And then we started thinking, you know, well, let's see, are we going to self-fund it? Are we going to have sponsors? What are we going to do? We were trying to figure all that out, and suddenly I get a phone call from you out of the blue. And I'm and you're like, dude, I hear you're doing a new podcast, which was shocking to me because I don't remember telling a lot of people. And you were like, I want in. And I was like, I guess we're doing sponsors because, you kind of made that decision for us. It was fantastic.
I'm not quite sure how the hell I got your number at this point, but I just heard about it, and I said, hey, I need his number, you know. And so they gave me your number, and that's when I made that phone call. But it was just rumblings that I heard. I wasn't even 100% sure, you know. But I'm glad I did. I mean, look at all these years later. Good God, it's been quite a long time, you know.
11 and a half years, going to be 12 years in April. And I believe you made that phone call in like February of 2012. And we were just, you know, still kind of hashing out details about this whole thing. I was like, well, we already got one sponsor. Let's see who else we can get. So, you know, it was tremendous. And I'll tell you what, the first time we did a giveaway on the air, you know, people went freaking nuts. We have been getting, you know, we get our peaks and our valleys. Sometimes we get an awful lot of people entering every month. Sometimes we get a few people. But, you know, everybody that's won so far has just loved everything you've sent them. And you haven't always sent weapons. Sometimes you've sent, like, prosthetic masks or makeup or latex and things like that. Because you don't just do weapons, or you used to do other things. But do you still do, like, the latex and the other things?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's just somehow, some way, we're known for the weapons guys now, and that's not, I mean, we didn't even mean it to be like that. It's just the way it goes, you know. I mean, and I know there's a lot of other people out there now selling weapons. It's fine, you know, free market, but, you know, we have people that once they use it, they don't go back, you know. I mean, so just depends what you're looking for.
So what is the process? You know, you make these things out of foam. Sometimes you're fiberglass. I'm assuming sometimes it might be resin or other materials. What is the process and how you come up with an idea saying, well, we need one of these and we need to create this kind of weapon that's different from all the others? Everybody's seen axes. Everybody's seen knives. Everybody's seen mauls, you know.
Sure.
How do you come up with a new idea?
It kind of just depends. I mean, like, a lot of looking around, trying just to come up with different ideas. So, like, the foam-headed weapons, so those are kind of clear-cut, you know, for the most part. You'll stumble on something here and there that's so unique and you want to create it, you know, and that happens. When it comes to fiberglass, though, I always sketch out what I want, and then I go from there, you know. So, but the fiberglass is definitely more intricate, you know. And we try to keep the prices reasonable, but with everything going up, who the heck knows anymore, you know. It's just, it's insane raw materials on everything.
I can only imagine. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I really like is the realism. To the point, and I hate to admit this, I was at a traffic stop one time coming back from a night of acting last year at the haunt I was working for, and the guy shone his light into my car and was looking at my license and stuff, and he kind of looked over at the weapon and was like, what's that? And I had to explain very calmly that I was leaving the haunted house and this was a fake, it was a prop, the blood was not real, it might have been permablood, but it wasn't real blood. I actually let him hold it and look at it and examine it. And he was like, okay, it's a prop. So he was like, you might want to keep that in your trunk next time so you don't get a situation escalating very quickly. So I can probably tell you that's a testify to how good your stuff looks, especially at 2 a.m.
There was a gentleman who bought one of our fire axes and, for whatever reason, he may have needed money, whatever, he decided he was going to sell it. Well, he was wearing a long black trench coat, and he was going to meet a guy somewhere, I'm not quite sure, but he was walking down the street with it, and it must have popped out, and someone seen it, and they called the cops on this guy. And he got arrested. Obviously, you know, they dropped everything, but he got arrested on a Friday, and they wouldn't let him out till Monday because it was the weekend. Once they realized it was all fake. And it was in the newspaper and everything.
Oh, that's fantastic. You
know? It was insane, and I felt so bad for the guy. But it's like, put a black bag over it or something, walk down the street or do something with it.
Yeah, seriously,
it
folks.
Than the way concealing it made it look even worse, you know?
Oh, of course. So when you buy one of your props, you probably need to invest in, you know, a towel or some kind of case or something to hide it, you know. Let the buyer beware on this. That's funny. And I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised if that happens with other companies. You know, we used to all as actors go to Waffle House at 2 o'clock in the morning, all covered in blood and stuff like that. And, you know, we've all heard the stories of people calling ambulances because they see somebody driving around covered in blood and things like that.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
This is a fun time of year to be working in haunted houses with stories like this. That's tremendous. But
oh, my God. Awesome.
You got to love it. So what kind of new stuff can we expect for you? You know, the 2023 season is obviously winding down here. I assume everything that you've had orders from, you've tried to get out there in time for the holiday. What can we expect new for 2024?
We're going to be releasing more weapons, more foam weapons, and I think I'm going to step up the fiberglass more. Just because it's a lot harder, you know, sure, but it's more unique. Not as many people, you know, can do what I'm doing with that, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're probably going to ramp that up. People have been asking for more slip masks and stuff like that, more sculpture-related items. And, you know, I wouldn't mind. I've been itching to sculpt more, you know. I've been kind of chomping at the bit with it, but raising a little boy, it's a little difficult sometimes, you know.
Not so little anymore. He's almost 8 now a year.
Yeah, 8, November 24.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah.
Is he following in your footsteps? Is he looking to go into the business?
You know what? I wouldn't force him or ask him to do that, but you know what? This little kid loves Halloween. Like, he wanted me to set up a Halloween display with his animatronics in June. So now the Streamline shop is cluttered with his animatronics because we didn't want to put them outside yet. You know, well, I say his, it's both of ours. You know, I enjoy going to stores and picking stuff up, you know, but I've never seen a little kid so excited about Halloween at his age, you know.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, so he may be. I know my daughter Dana, she's in the industry now, and she's doing movies and stuff and, you know, trying to find her way within it, you know.
Sure.
So
normally
we'll see what happens.
So normally when we see you or we see your stuff at Transworld, you know, we see Midnight Syndicate carries a lot of your stuff at their booth. Are there any other places that you vend nowadays? Do you pack up the shop? I know you used to vend at Midwest. You used to have a big booth and everything, but do you do that anymore, or are you pretty much just doing online ordering?
Well, no. I mean, you know what happened? It was kind of weird. That whole COVID thing happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went through some issues, and my dad passed away, and so we kind of strayed away from the trade shows for a while, you know. And we plan on getting back, you know, into it. I'm not sure about Transworld. I think at this point, everyone knows to go to Midnight, because Midnight Syndicate, us, we work very tight together.
Sure.
For years, decades, you know. So we kind of have that established. So, you know, I don't know. I will definitely be going to more trade shows, but I want to release like a new set for the shows. And sure. I want to, you know, there's so many different things I want to do. At some point I want things to be brand spanking new.
Of course.
But that's a lot of time and a lot of work. You know, I'm not a stranger to work, but, not enough time in a day, I guess, is what absolutely. I should be saying.
Well, they do have you that. Know. They do have that new show that Transworld's putting on in Philadelphia in April. So there's always that as a place to possibly debut some new stuff. But I'm glad you mentioned Midnight Syndicate, because weren't you on the part of the design team when they started playing at Cedar Point?
Oh God, we were doing that for years with them.
Absolutely.
It's kind of strange how it worked out, because back when Transworld was in Chicago, we designed Midnight Syndicate's booth. And when the Chicago show ended, which is when I believe Midnight Syndicate stopped using that booth, Ed had it in storage. And then Cedar Point, you know, approached Midnight Syndicate in regards to, hey, you know, perform here. And so Ed was like, you know what, maybe we should bring back that old booth and make it into a monster set. Well, that's exactly what we did. And yeah, it was being used quite a few years there, and with success too. This year, you know, it wasn't going to happen because they decided to do the shows outside.
Yes.
And that set is really not rated for whipping winds coming across, you know, Cedar Point, being so close to Lake Erie. And I could see damage happen. Me and Ed talked about it. It's like, let's just not do it.
Yeah, they've had a lot of rain there this year too, so probably a good thing overall.
Stuff.
But, you know, maybe because of all this rain, maybe they'll move them back into the Jack Aldridge Theater, and maybe you'll be back doing it with them next year. Who knows?
Well, we may do some new stuff too. It's up to Midnight.
Of course,
it's up to them.
We'll have to have another chat with Ed and Gavin at some point down the line. But Jason, you know, go ahead.
Before you go on, it's just odd because I'm like 15, 20 minutes away from Ed, from Midnight Syndicate. You know, I mean, what's the odds of that? You know, I mean, and we cross paths. You know. I don't even remember. Decades, it feels like now, you know, years ago, and then we just started working together, you know.
They've been around over 25 now, so, you know, absolutely. And it's been a great collaboration ever since, you know, the times that I've seen them over at Cedar Point, Meat Hook Jim, Jerry Vane, all of them have seen the show there, and all the set designs were just fantastic, and, you know. We loved watching their shows there, and hopefully we'll be catching them again for many more years to come. But
it's just a lot of fun working with the guys. They're just fun.
They're good people. We enjoy having them on the show as well. But we need to start winding down this. So, you know, you're hinting at possibly some new stuff coming out in 2024. But, you know, even though the Halloween season may be winding down, there is that other holiday at the end of December that's coming up quickly. So I know that a lot of people who have haunt friends, maybe you're an actor, maybe a haunt owner, and you want to reward some of your actors this year for jobs well done, or find a perfect gift for that person that loves haunted houses and horror movies and all sorts of cool stuff. Where can people get more information about your products? See the catalog filled with stuff, make their orders, because again, that other holiday is, what, 11, 12 weeks away at most? 10, 11, something like that?
That's hard to believe.
It is.
It's crazy. It's simple, just ScreamlineStudios.com.
Which we mentioned.
Yeah, you can also do Facebook and stuff like that, but, you know, ScreamlineStudios.com is the best.
And everything is shipped directly from your manufacturing location directly to the customer. And as I've said, everybody who has been a winner of the Gruesome Giveaway over the past 300-some episodes has really, really enjoyed you know, the products. It's very rare that we don't talk about you during the show, unless, you know, there's a third weekend in a month where we don't have a giveaway or a winner. But Jason Blazak, we want to thank you again for 12 and a half years of, or 11 and a half years of a great partnership with the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News. Remember, folks, get out there to ScreamlineStudios.com. You may want to go ahead and start your holiday shopping, because I have a feeling this is going to be a pretty, pretty big thing to run on if you're a big haunter and you like realistic weapons, you like prosthetics, you like latex, you like all that good stuff that they provide. Jason, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak to us here.
Oh, never a problem. Never a problem. Miss you guys at the shows. I love hanging out and talking and, you know, but we'll get together again someday, you know.
Well, we'll either see you in St. Louis, maybe Philly, maybe Chicago next year. We'll just have to keep in touch and find out when and where you'll make an appearance, whether you're going to be vending or just showing up. Definitely keep in touch so we can talk to you, sir.
Always do, Drew. Hopefully everyone has a great Halloween, too. So.
And, of course, wishing your son a big, happy Halloween there, as well as everybody out there listening to us. We hope you have a very happy, spooky, and, of course, safe Halloween, courtesy of the Big Scary Show and us, the Big Scary News. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.